drinks on me. Yay!
CFGW FM. But our travel mug says more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Avery and Reader here, along with Donna Martin, who's the executive director of the Community Foundation of Swan Valley. How are you doing this morning, Donna?
Good morning. I'm great.
Great.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we are doing well. It's a busy, fun day. Always lots happening. And there's going to be something very cool getting underway in the Swan Valley here, running from the 15th to the 21st. Can you tell us about the Endow Manitoba Giving Challenge?
Yes, this is actually the seventh year of the challenge. It's an annual event initiated by the Winnipeg Foundation and Endow Manitoba in 2015. Initially, the challenge was one day or 24 hours. It used to be named the 24-hour giving. And then due to the great response and I guess with the pandemic last year, they felt that maybe being a week long would give people more opportunity to visit and make donations in person or online.
And for maybe those who aren't familiar, the money that is distributed through the Community Foundation of Swan Valley, where does it go?
Well, there are different funds set up, but typically this money that's collected stays in what's called an unrestricted or our community fund. And that money in turn goes back to support all of the great applications we get during our grant intakes. We just had a grant intake, and those names will be announced here fairly shortly of who was successful. And in 2021, we will give back just over $80,000 to the community in community grants. So that's on top of the good folks who have some of their funds directed to a particular cause.
That is excellent. And of course, it's great to see how people's donations can grow here, especially over the next few days with the Giving Challenge.
Yes, it's an awesome, awesome event and an awesome opportunity for us. The matching money is, you know, on top of what our generous donors give. And since 2015, this initiative has cultivated an extra $57,500 for the foundation. So it's great. It's been a great opportunity for us.
For sure, Donna. Well, can you give the rundown on how people can donate to this year's Giving Challenge?
Yes, starting Monday, you can get a hold of me at our phone number, 204-734-9129, and arrange for a time to drop off a check or come to the hockey game on Friday. You also can do an e-transfer, and I would want to just chat with you for a second just to set that up, or go on our website and do an online donation via your credit card. The only thing is that it has to be done after Monday, between Monday and the 21st to Sunday.
And you mentioned the hockey game. It's a pretty cool little challenge that's going to be happening on November 19th. Can you tell us quickly about that?
Yes, our fellow foundation and Dauphin contacted us about a month ago and said, you know, they were kind of brainstorming at their board meeting something they could do to kind of just create a little more interest in the Giving Challenge. And it just happened that the Stampeders and the Kings play each other home and home on Friday the 19th and then back in Dauphin on the 20th. So they thought, hey, what a great way to make a little interest in the challenge. And we're having a challenge within a challenge.
It's a great way to get the communities involved and have fun with the hockey teams as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Donna, is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
No, just go Stamps go, and I know that Swan River can come through and win this challenge against the Dauphin Foundation and the Dauphin Kings.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Donna. Take care, and hopefully the Giving Challenge goes well this year.
Thanks, guys. It's been great.
CFGWFM.
In Roblin, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.